Good morning and welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Shannon Gray, and this morning we're doing our monthly checkup on Randall County. We're doing that with Extension Agent J.D. Ragland. And J.D., thanks for being back with us.
You bet, Shannon. Always a pleasure to be with you and have an opportunity to bring our listeners out there up to date on the agricultural situation, not only locally here in Randall County, but also throughout the High Plains.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always great when we speak to you, and you bring just so much information. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into this. We are wrapping up harvest. What are things looking like with that in Randall County right now?
Yeah, well, that's right, Shannon. We're approaching winding up harvest with all of our crops as we approach the Thanksgiving time and even into sometimes if Mother Nature has caused a delay on harvest. Some of that harvest doesn't wrap up until we approach maybe close to Christmas time. But this year, we've had fairly decent weather. We've had a couple of weather issues that has delayed harvest in a place or two. But for the most part, looks like our producers are going to be able to hopefully wrap up complete harvest with all of our crops as we approach Thanksgiving and hopefully have an opportunity to have Thanksgiving with their families and maybe take a day off rather than be out in the field. But as we talk about that in terms of how did our harvest turn out this year, and as you well know, Shannon, it's been extremely dry, and that's been the topic and the hot issue throughout the entire growing season, not only here in Randall County, but throughout the whole High Plains. And, you know, recently, last month, we had a little bit of a snow. And ironically enough, that snow spell created more moisture for us in a given setting than any of our rain showers did all year long. We, right here in Randall County, was able to report right at an inch of moisture received through the snow. As you recall, that snow that we had was an extremely wet snow. Sometimes we get snow that has more drier impact and not have a lot of moisture along with it, but this particular snow that we had was really wet, and that's just what the doctor ordered in terms of providing our needed moisture. But we're still behind. We've only had right at 7 inches for the entire year in 2020 thus far. And Shannon, I think it's interesting as you reflect back on last year up to this point in time, we had last year a total of 21 inches. So we're nearly 13 and a half inches behind where we were last year in just terms of moisture. And certainly that has a big impact on our harvest situation, particularly with all of our dry land situations out there, whether it be cotton, milo, and in some cases, other crops. But with that being said, you know, our dry land has really suffered and our yields were extremely low this harvest season. Let's talk just a moment about cotton, as that's the crop that's currently being finished up harvesting. And some of our irrigated fields, the turnout has been really good. Dry land, on the other hand, has suffered. We've got some of our irrigated fields that's made anywhere from 2.5 to 3 bales. And you say, well, how does that compare to a normal year? Although sometimes in the agriculture world, we wonder what normal is anymore, particularly in the High Plains, because we've just been in a drought for so long. I don't know if anybody can answer what normal is, but if we just compare back to last year, the difference in moisture, which I already mentioned, had been 13 inches behind from where we were last year, certainly We on our irrigated cotton side, we're probably down in terms of our yield from our irrigated side, at least a good bale and a half, which is certainly impactful to not only the producers, but as they take it to the gin, there's just is not as many pounds there and less return to their pocket, no doubt. And then on the dry land side, as we mentioned, some cases not even being harvested to maybe at best just close to a half a bale, maybe three quarters to an acre. So definitely a huge impact on our yield. But now on the other side of the coin, there's two things in the cotton world that our producers strive for. Number one, excellent yield, no doubt, year in, year out. That's what most of our producers strive for. And then number two, quality, the quality of the cotton. And interestingly enough, most of our cotton that was harvested prior to the snow and the ice that we had, the turnout in terms of quality was excellent. And our yields may perhaps not have been there or what we'd hoped for, but our quality was outstanding. Now, those that didn't get their cotton harvested and their cotton was out in the field and the snow and the ice got on the open bolls of cotton and the lint definitely caused some issues. And what issues caused there was a lot of our cotton started to string out, we call it, in the cotton world. And what that means is that snow and that ice that, fell on that lint that was open caused that lint to string out of the bowl and therefore fall on the ground. And then at harvest time, our stripper machines can just not get all of that cotton picked up off the ground. And consequently, we lose a lot of yield there as well. So that's kind of where we stand in terms of cotton. Got really good quality. Our grades back from the gin are really good, but obviously yield from both the irrigated side and particularly the dry land were certainly below average this year.
All right, great update there. Cotton is the hardest thing for me to get information about. I'm working diligently on that for our listeners. So I'm really glad that you were able to give that update as well as everything else this morning, JD. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue this conversation with Randall County Extension Agent JD Ragland, because I want to talk a little bit about wheat, and we'll see if we have time for a couple other things this morning as well. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.